You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is Monday, and Monday is a short show, and today is going to be a short show, but it's on a very serious and important matter, and that is the United States Constitution. Now, why am I mentioning the United States Constitution? Well, I've been listening to a lot of news coverage, especially the attacks in France, in Paris, and what's going on in Belgium right now, and I've heard a lot of people calling in, as well as some of the candidates saying we need to bomb them, and that's the typical reaction. But what is everyone not mentioning and should mention, and there should be a real serious discussion of? Only Congress can declare war. Not the president, certainly not someone calling into a talk radio show, thank God, but Congress. And it's about time for Congress, both the House and the Senate, to step up to the plate and start a serious conversation with the American people as to whether or not the United States of America should go to war with the Islamic State. I think the majority of the American people would support that. Unfortunately, we have a commander-in-chief that is a follower, that leads from behind, and frankly is more concerned about Republican politicians running for president and reporters criticizing him than the fact that we have a state of war, and that's what we've been in for several years with the Islamic State, yet, we do not have a declaration of war. And I know some of you will say, well, you could always go for an authorization. No, the Constitution is very clear, even though Congress repeatedly and repeatedly ignores the Constitution. And once you get into that bad habit, what do you get? You get a president of the United States, such as Barack Obama, that repeatedly breaks the law, betrays his oath of office, and does not enforce the laws of the land, for example, on immigration. And that can and will be used, unfortunately, as a precedent by future presidents. I'm a classical liberal. I believe in limited government, but more importantly, I believe in a representative republic under our Constitution. And our founding fathers were very careful because they knew the danger of giving a president that authority is he will overuse it. So they deliberately and purposely gave Congress, and only Congress, the authority to declare war. And they've done it 5 times. The problem is, 20 times more, we've been at war. Now sometimes, and let me make very, very clear, if the United States is attacked, you don't have time to go to Congress and ask for a declaration of war. I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about. And what's happening with the Islamic State worldwide is a good example of why you should have a declaration of war. They technically have not attacked the United States. Now I know we've had some lone wolf incidents where people think they're jihadis, Islamic terrorists, and have attacked various people and organizations, recruiting offices, things like that. So that's not what I'm talking about. The last time we declared war was on December 8th, 1941, and it was against Japan. Notice it was against Japan. It was not against Germany. However, Hitler probably made the biggest mistake of his life. Several days later, declared war in the United States, and then we had a World War II. Usually it takes a major, major attack before we go that final step to a formal declaration. What are they waiting for? Are they waiting for Washington, D.C. to be attacked by the Islamic State? Apparently, yes, because Obama won't lead. So when is the earliest that we could get a declaration of war? I think that's going to take a new president. And of the people running, you can forget about the Democratic Party. They're the party of appeasement. They've caused this mess in the Middle East. And the American people know it. They resent it. And yes, the reporters, the press are supporting the Democratic Party and their agenda, doing whatever they can to lie, and that's what they're doing, and mislead the American people what's going on. Unfortunately, the American people are no longer listening to them. They don't trust the press anymore. So even though the Democratic Party has the press, it has the colleges, and unfortunately it also has public education, government schools, and has ruined this nation, it does not have talk radio, it does not have the internet, and American people are speaking out. We need to take that step, and I think right now, and who knows who's going to be elected president, I think if Donald Trump was elected, he would declare war. He's rather unambiguous what he would do, the Islamic State. He would bomb them. But he's been criticized for that. Well, that's not enough detail. And I laugh when I hear that. You're not supposed to tell the enemy, clueless people out there, both on the right and left, what you're going to do. We're already bombing them. The question is, we just haven't been doing enough of it. The French and Russians have done more bombing in a day than we've done in months. That's the problem. And we've had more and more reports that our pilots go out on sorties or missions and come back fully armed because they didn't get permission to drop their bomb. When you're at war, you don't go back and say, "Mother, may I bomb them?" And that's exactly what happens. It's going all the way to the White House. General Susan Rice in command. Give me a break. Now, I'm not going over the warmongers, although you might get that impression. What I'm saying is we need to get the American people behind us, and they have made clear repeatedly they do not want to send American troops, combat infantry, both Army and Marines, back over there. And I agree with that. That's why we need a declaration of war that clearly spells out what are the limits. You see, the problem is we have a president that won't lead. He won't command. He won't issue the orders. He wants to totally withdraw from the Middle East. I'm not necessarily against that because the only national interest in the Middle East is oil and natural gas. Yes, we have our allies, Israel and Saudi Arabia. But the key is, do we have a commander in chief? And I say no. Nor do we have a Congress that's willing to impeach him. It's too late for that, by the way. I've been calling for this president's impeachment for over 2 years. And there are numerous articles of impeachment that you could have found him guilty of. But the problem is, as long as the Senate has the votes in the Democratic Party, they never would have convicted him. That's not the point. You go through the process. If the criteria is you would never impeach someone unless you have the votes to convict, imagine that's the way we pursued criminals. You see, the process, when you go through, it becomes aware. You make the American people aware what this president has done. Unfortunately, that's water under the bridge. It's entirely too late in the game. The only other tool that Congress has is to shut off the money, and there they've punted again. We don't have leadership in the Democrat or Republican Party. We have followership. They're a bunch of followers. And that's why Donald Trump is leading in the polls today. And I think will be the next president. If you ask me today, who do you think is going to be the next president? It's not Hillary Clinton. She would be another disaster, and the American people know it. They don't trust her. They consider her a liar. She has no military experience, and she's responsible for the disaster in the Middle East because it happened under her watch as Secretary of State. So I want more discussion, and I'm looking to the candidates of both parties to indicate whether or not they would ask Congress for a declaration of war. Usually it's the president that goes to Congress and asks for a declaration of war. I would like it to happen now. Have I made up my mind? Not really. I want to hear what the American people have to say. I want to hear what our representatives, our senators have to say. And I'd like to hear what candidates of both parties have to say. I still have an open mind. Now, it could be, maybe this is all a moot point. Maybe between France and Russia, by the time Donald Trump takes the oath of office, the Islamic State might be destroyed. Terrific. Terrific. Let them handle it. That's the Obama approach. I'm out of here playing golf starting in February. Go fly back to Hawaii and play my golf. Good riddance. He's a lame duck, folks. But we have elected representatives, especially in the House every 2 years, and we will be electing them come next November. And we have primaries coming up. So start asking your congressman or congresswoman, are you for declaring war against the Islamic State? Get their views. Ask their views. Send letters. Call them up. It's about time Congress show some backbone. Instead, what are we talking about? Pausing the refugees from Syria. When we have testimony that makes it abundantly clear there's no way to vet or check out the background of these refugees. If that's the case, there's no point in pausing it. You stop it. Yet, President Obama wants to go forward. He's threatened to even veto the pause. That's the problem. We have a president that's acting like a tyrant, that thinks he's king. He's not. He's forgetting the American people are the boss. Citizen is the highest office, not president. And when you have someone acting like a tyrant, it's up to Congress, our elected representatives, to stop him. And they have not done that. All they have their explanations and excuses, and we never would convict them. I've heard it all. I know it. I know all that history. They won't even try. They won't even cut off the money. It disgusts me. Like I said, they've become followers. Really, what's going on here? And it's a sad day. We have widespread corruption. Most politicians, not all, most politicians today are bought and paid for by the so-called donor class, the very wealthy in this country. And they want open borders. The American people don't want open borders, but that's what they want, and that's what they're going to get. And that's why we have this Mickey Mouse nonsense about pausing the Syrian refugees from coming in. I tongue-in-cheek proposed as an alternative, well, let's send all the refugees, 100,000, 200,000, to Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo. Send them there. And since it seems that a majority of them are young men, give them the option to be fully trained and join the new Syrian army. Now, I was jokingly doing that because I knew that had no chance whatsoever. But it makes a lot more sense than what our president's doing, welcoming here. In other words, welcoming terrorists into our country. He won't say that word. You can't say Islamic and terrorists in the same sentence. I call them Islamic jihadists. That's what they are. They're on a holy war, struggle. Jihad means struggle. And they're on the lesser struggle, the militants. They only represent somewhere between 1 and 5% of the people of the Muslim faith, and that's the problem. At least 1 to 5% of the refugees are most likely Islamic jihadist terrorists. But send them to Gitmo, not Philadelphia, not Washington, D.C., not New York, not Dallas, not Houston, not L.A., not San Francisco. Not in our neighborhoods, Mr. President. If you want them, put them on the White House lawn. Put a tent city of Syrian refugees. You know you won't do it. You will become a joke, an embarrassment. People are questioning your sanity, whether or not you're delusional. And I think they're right. You never were up to the job, and you're cracking up. That's what it is, the crack up of Barack Obama. Why the nation is on the brink of a possible attack. So remember the Constitution, and I hope we hear more people bringing it up. We have a lot of armchair generals, and I have on occasion been guilty of this, calling up talk radio shows or spouting off in the press what they would do. Use your imagination. What's never discussed is the fact that, and this is important, what do you think the Islamic State is trying to do right now. First, they're trying to provoke a war. That's what they want. They're almost begging us to do it. They thought they could accomplish it by publishing rather provocative YouTube videos. And it gets people riled up. And it somewhat is effective for a limited amount of time. But it didn't work. I didn't think it would work, but you have people that are emotional. They get rather emotional when they see people losing their heads. Understandable. Or being burned alive, or drowned, or blown up. It happens throughout the world every day. Evil is nothing new. The history of man is one of war and conquest. And now it's on YouTube for everyone to see. You don't play by the enemy's rules. You have your own strategy, your own tactics. But the very first thing you have to do is make sure that the people of this nation are behind you. I think they are, mainly because of the attack in Paris. Now, if between now and next January, not this coming January, but January of 2017, there is an attack on the United States, I think that is going to have to force President Obama to reevaluate his so-called strategic patience. That's another excuse for what I've described as running out the clock. And that's exactly what he's trying to do, run out the clock. Any way he can, with distraction after distraction. See, it's hard to ignore a terrorist attack that kills 130 people. It's hard to ignore a terrorist attack in Mali, and I don't know what the death count is. I know it's about a dozen, maybe more. It's hard to ignore an attack if it's in Washington, D.C., or New York City. And those are the most likely targets. And the powers that be know that, and they are on alert. But I repeat, never depend on government. Remember, the greatest intelligence failure that the United States has ever had was on September 11th, 2001. Oh, we had bits and pieces, but we never put it together. The information didn't get to the right person. 911 could have been stopped. It wasn't stopped because of an intelligence failure. We have a huge bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. that's getting bigger and bigger. The National Security Agency is responsible for signals intelligence, and it's a very challenging job. I'm not trying to minimize it. The problem that we have is agencies and departments don't like to share information. It's very much a turf war, and they don't share information, and as a result, 3,000 people died on 911 in New York and in Washington and a field in Philadelphia. So if you depend on the government to stop terrorism, you might be one of the victims. You got to watch out. You have to have what they call in the military situation awareness. I think it's only a matter of time, folks. I think the United States has been very lucky, but you make your own luck. You see, the Islamic State could have more or less been totally destroyed if we had a commander-in-chief that saw the threat and took action early. Instead, he let the Islamic State grow, and it's still growing. And as a result, you have more and more young people being radicalized throughout the world as well as in the Middle East and are rallying to the Islamic State. You see, the Islamic State now has Russia and France as well as the United States attacking them. It's going to take the annihilation, the total destruction of the Islamic State, and even then, it could come back in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. Because the jihadis, these so-called holy warriors of Islam, although they're only 1 to 4 or 5%, when you have over a billion people, that's millions of people. And they will reform and regroup. It is a very, very long war. That's why we need to take our Constitution seriously and have Congress debate this and get people on the record and hear the views of the American people, not the few that call talk radio. And that means you have to call your senator, your congressman, and tell them, do you think the United States should declare war on the Islamic State? With that, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.